Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Zarrilla. Lake moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Shirley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christman moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Christman moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. There goes Mancuso trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman throws to second for one, and Berardino throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Greenberg moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Greenberg scores. Wakefield scores. Mullen moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-1 in the game. Shirley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Bob Dillinger. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shirley strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. McCuskey moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Greenberg scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wakefield moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Birdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Mayo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Archie pinch runs for Frank Mancuso. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Archie moves to second. Joe Grace pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Stubby Overmeyer now pitching. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Joe Grace. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan bunts towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Archie moves to third. Stevens moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Al Zarrilla. George Caster now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Archie scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 6, Tigers, 6. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Locatello moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ox Miller now pitching. Hank Helf now catching. Glenn McQuillan now playing left field. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Pinky Higgins. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onsmore pinch hits for George Caster. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.